Record. As I said, good morning. This is Sister LaShonda again, and we're going to get right started with our prayer service, our first prayer lead. Sister Alicia, if you are ready, it is in your hands, ma'am.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. Good morning, everybody. This is Sister Alicia calling in from Dallas, Texas. The verse that I was given today is John 14, chapter 8, and I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. It says, Phyllis saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We understand that sometimes life is so overwhelming for us. It's full of questions. It's full of struggles and distractions. Lord, it's in those moments that we want to see you more clearly, to feel your presence, to know you in a deeper way. Lord, we're asking you to show us who you are. Reveal yourself to us in a way where it transforms us from the inside out. Lord, we know that sometimes we forget. Sometimes we look for signs and reassurances, and you've already revealed yourself to us. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you how you've shown us your love, your mercy. Lord, we thank you for healing the sick, for feeding the hungry, for giving those who didn't deserve it. Lord, sometimes we struggle to see you clearly. Sometimes life gets noisy and our faith feels small. Help us to remember and see you and open our eyes and see you in their teachings and your actions and your sacrifices that you gave for us, Father God. Lord, we ask that you help us to recognize you in our lives and the good times and the struggles and the everyday moments, Lord. We ask you to continue to guide us when we feel afraid, Father God. We continue to ask you to be our refuge, Father God. When we're feeling empty, Father God, help to remind us that you're our source. Lord, we trust you. We thank you for everything that you've done for us. We thank you for everything that you're going to do for us this year, Father God, and the year after, Father God. We thank you for healing our family members, Father God. We thank you for healing strangers that we've prayed for, Father God. We thank you for providing shelter for those that are in need of shelter, Father God. We thank you for providing strength, Father God, for those who need a strength, Father God. Father God, we thank you for providing structure in those people's lives that needed structure, Father God. We thank you for talking the man and woman off the ledge, Father God. We thank you for putting that person right there at the right time to say the right words to them, Father God, because they felt that they didn't have a way out, Father God, but you sent them someone. You sent them that person to save them, Father God, and we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for our ancestors and our grandmothers and those who have prayed for us and on our behalf, and we're standing here because of those prayers, Father God, and we thank you for that. We thank you for that. We didn't even know those prayers went forth, Father God, but they did, and that's why we're here, Father God. We ask that you continue to open the eyes of those who don't see you, Lord, that you continue to just bring them to you, Father God. We ask that you just continue to grow this ministry, Father God, beyond our wildest dreams, Father God. We thank you for those that are on this line today, Father God, that this is their first time, Father God, that someone gave them the number, Father God. We ask that you just give them what they need on this line today, Father God. We ask you as those prayers go forth today that someone says the one word that they're looking for, Father God, just so they can know that you're here. You're carrying them through this storm, Father God, and we understand that it doesn't last always. We understand that this may just be a valley, Father God. We're so looking toward the peak, Father God. We understand that during this fast, Father God, that you're going to reveal yourself to us. And we thank you in advance for that, Father God. We thank you for the things that we've been praying for, Father God, even the things that you know that we don't need, Father God. We thank you for showing us why we didn't get what we thought it was that we needed, Father God. We thank you for every need that you have provided for us, Father God. We thank you for our homes, Father God. We thank you for our families, Father God, our children, our grandchildren. We thank you for the man and woman of God that you have placed in this house, Father God. We thank you for every prayer lead, Father God. Some don't understand how difficult it is to just come on this line and just talk and say what's on your heart, Father God, so that you can touch someone, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for giving those that are on this prayer line the wisdom and the words to manifest things in people's lives, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, for our members that are in the hospital beds, Father God, right now. Let them know that we're praying on their behalf, Father God, that God will raise them out of their sick bed, Father God. We're praying for every mother in this house, Father God, that you just strengthen them, Father God. We understand that it's cold outside, Father God. We're praying for no trips and falls, Father God, in this season. We don't want any broken hips, Father God. We don't want any broken knees, Father God. We don't want any breaks of any bones, Father God. We just want blessings, Father God. We understand that if we seek you, we will get all the desires of our heart, Father God. We're thanking you in advance for that, Father God. We thank you for your son dying on the cross for us, Father God. We understand that sometimes we're going to be weak, Father God. We're going to be weak, Father God, even in this fast, Father God. But we just ask you that we just go ahead and don't beat ourselves up about it, Father God, and just start over, Father God, because we understand that things happen, Father God. We're not perfect, and we understand that. And we thank you for grace, Father God. We thank you for forgiving us, Father God. We thank you for placing those people in our lives, Father God, that we didn't even need know that we needed, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for mended relationships, Father God. We even thank you for broken relationships, Father God, that were no good for us, and we were just going to continue to hold on to them, Father God. We thank you for that. We thank you for restoration, Father God. We thank you for bringing those in our lives that needed to be in our lives, Father God. We thank you for those that pray on our behalf, even when we feel like we don't deserve it, Father God. We thank you for forgiving us for the things that we think that others don't know about us, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We ask that you continue to just strengthen us in our walk with you, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen our faith, Father God. We just ask that you continue to bring us closer to you, Father God. We're seeking you, Father God, and we thank you for that, Father God. We're praying for the safety of our children, Father God. We're praying for our teachers, Father God, that are in the schools, Father God, that are in the colleges, Father God, that they just continue to pour into our children and be role models when we're there, not there, Father God. But we ask that our children stop seeking famous people for role models, Father God, because they're just humans. We want to be the role models in our children, Father God, as the mothers and the fathers in the household. We want them to continue to be praying men and women of God when they grow up, Father God. And we ask that you just plant that seed in them through us, Father God. We're thanking you in advance for that, Father God, because we know that we're nothing without you, Father God. And we thank you that you continue to strengthen us when we're weak, Father God, when we don't feel like calling in on a prayer line, Father God. We thank you for giving us that nudge, Father God, because we know that you're going to have a word for us, Father God, and we thank you for that, Father God. We pray for Bishop, Father God, that he continues to bless us with his words, Father God, that he continues to grow, Father God, and continues to let that flow down on us, Father God. We thank you for Pastor Lenore, for being the woman of this house and for being the woman that you placed in his life, Father God. We thank you. We ask that you continue to strengthen her, Father God, to help her stand in the gap, Father God, when Bishop is feeling weak, Father God. We thank you for continuing to have a woman and man of God in this house that continues to pray for us, even when they're not feeling their best, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for those that continue to pour into the ministry, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We understand, Father God, that every seed produces a harvest. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for those who have come and prophesied with a good word over our life, Father God. And we thank you for those who have prepared us for things that are going to happen in our life, Father God, and let us know that this is going to happen, but God still loves you. Ooh, Lord, we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that even in our troubles, that we still can thank you, get down on our knees and pray and say, hallelujah, amen. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for that strength, Father God, the strength that we sometimes don't even know that we have, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for our neighbors, Father God, that you will continue to bless and pour into them, Father God. We understand that the weather is getting cold, Father God. We thank you for the resources that are provided to the shelters to get those men and women off the street, Father God. We're praying for those that are on the streets with mental issues, Father God, that you would help them, that you would provide the right resources in their life, Father God. We're even praying for those who have done us wrong, Father God. We thank you for allowing them to do us wrong. We thank you for allowing them to reveal who they truly are in our lives, Father God. But what we thank you even more for is that we found it in our hearts to forgive them. Father God, we thank you for that. We thank you for the spirit of forgiveness that you have placed upon us, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Father God, we thank you. I'm now going to turn it back over to our host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Alicia. You started us right off with some praise, with some worship. Yes, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Before we do anything else, before we ask for anything else, we want to thank him. We want to praise him. And that has to be our position. Before we ask of anything, let's be in a position of thanking him for everything that he has done. Even the things that we thought that would have been best for us, God saw it and turned it around and led us in a different direction. She said even the relationships, even the broken ones, the ones that we have left, yeah, because sometimes what we think is good for us, God has another plan. God has a different direction that he wants to take us in. We're thankful for that prayer this morning. Hey, people of God, I know this is some have to go. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning. Even as Sister Alicia said, every seed produces a harvest. We want to encourage you to give while you're on the fast. We want to encourage you to give. I believe that the line is blessing you. And so go ahead and give. I don't put a number on it. You let the Lord use you. You allow the Lord to give you a number, and then you can go to the Cash App, that's $Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website, that's EKC Ministries, and you can give your gift there, all right? And we want to make sure that we're keeping our people in prayer, but the other thing is that we still have space. We still have space for you. You want to be a prayer lead. You want to be a prayer host. We still have space for you. And if you are encouraged to join this year, 2025, this is your year to become a prayer lead. This is your year to come from the back of the church. I know all of our doors are not closed, but ours, we're online. We meet once a month, but we're online for the most part. So when I say the back of the church, I'm just saying where you're in the season where you are in the back so no one can call your name. I was watching the video even on yesterday, and I'm sitting. I wasn't as far in the back, but I can see myself in closer to the back than in the front. But it is a time to be called forth, to allow the Lord to use you this morning, to allow the Lord to use you this morning, okay? So if you are inclined to be a prayer lead this year or a prayer host, you can call the church at 216-475-6327, and you can become a prayer lead. We'll train you right up, okay? So at this time, we're going to go ahead to Sister Mildred. If you are ready, ma'am, it's in your hand.
Amen. My prayer is John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Father, we thank you this morning for your rich word, Father. Father, we thank you for your love, your peace, and your generosity to us, oh God. We love you this morning, and we honor you, Father. We thank you this morning for your word of encouragement and hope. We thank you this morning for knowing despite of our troubles and our tribulations, we can find peace in you, oh God, and you have overcome the world, Father. Father, we know that hardship and persecution will come. We know that trouble will come, God. But believing in you, Father, our faith in you, help us to remain faithful, oh God. Father, rather than us panicking with the troubles of the world, thank you for letting us know, no doubt, Father, that you are with us. No doubt, Father, that you have the trouble of the world in the palm of your hand, O God, and all power is in your hand, O God. Fill our hearts with your strength even on this morning, O God. Let us know, God, that you are with us, O God. Fill our hearts with your strength, O God, when trouble even rises, O God. We need your strength, God, when addictions rises. We need your strength, God, when sexual desires rises. We need your strength, God, when things that come against us, oh God, that's not in your will. We need your strength for the troubles of the world, oh God. The troubles of the world that plagues our lives and plague the lives of others, oh God, that you have forespoken to us, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God, over the troubles of the world. We pray this morning over poverty, oh God. We pray over human rights violation. We pray over inequality, oh God, the troubles of the world. God, we pray over food insecurities and wars and conflicts, oh God. We pray, oh God, for health care and education for our children and for others, oh God. We pray this morning as you have foreseen and as you have had power and put in the palm of your hand the troubles of the world, oh God. Help us to remain faithful, oh God. We count on you, oh God. We count on you, oh God. Our confidence is in you this morning. Our surety is in you this morning. Our assurance is in you this morning. And we can face the world troubles, oh God, knowing that we can trust in you, knowing that your peace has covered us, oh God, knowing that your victory is our victory. Your worship is our worship. Your praise is our praise. And your word is our word, oh God. Help us to remember you, God, in all that we do. Help us to remember, God, all that you brought us through, God, even as we face our own troubles of the world, oh God. Help us to remember all that you brought us through, your peace that laid with us, your peace that rested upon us, your peace that was a source of our strength, oh God. And we thank you and we praise you on this morning. We thank you for your faithfulness in our life. Great is thy faithfulness, oh God. Give us wisdom, oh God. Give us wisdom. Give us wisdom even in difficult situations, oh God. Give us wisdom, oh God, as we surrender our worries unto you, our troubles, oh God, our troubles to our souls and our spirit, our troubles that we face even in the world on this morning, oh God. We surrender it all to you, oh God. We surrender our finances to you this morning, Father. We surrender our families to you this morning. We surrender our children to you on this morning and different health issues and pains that we deal with, things that trouble our spirit and trouble our soul, oh God, things that we know that you have power and control over, God. We surrender it all to you on this morning, Father. You are our great tower. You are our strong tower, oh God, and we surrender it all to you. We pray this morning that you continue to fill our hearts, God. We cast all cares upon you on this morning as you hold the world in the palm of your hand, God. Father, you are marvelous and magnificent. Your works are worthy, and you are of highest honor, oh God, on this morning. We honor you this morning with your peace that surpasses all understanding, your peace that guards our hearts and our mind and our emotions as we go through, oh God. We thank you for your word that you've spoken, understanding and knowledge, oh God. We thank you for your word that you've spoken over us. I have told you these things. In this world, you should have trials and tribulation. Trouble shall come. We thank you for showing us light from darkness, oh God. We thank you for showing us good from evil. We thank you for showing us right from wrong, love and hate. We thank you for your word, God, that has been applied to our life, that we've seen, oh God. We've seen your word been manifested in our life, God, and we thank you for it. We thank you for the hardships, God. We thank you for the good times and the bad times, God. All is a part of your glory and a part of your will, oh God. The troubles that we face in the world and the things that we know that you've already overcome for us, God, with your peace and your power, your peace that you've given us even from coming out of the womb, oh God, coming into the world, there was a peace that you laid upon our spirit, oh God, as you've given us free will, oh God, to make decisions, as you've given us free will, God. But we pray this morning, even in our free will, that if it's not like you, oh God, Rescue these desires, oh God. Rescue these things that overtake us out of your will, oh God. Rescue our family. Rescue our friends, oh God. Things that plunge in our spirit, oh God, as we seek you, Father. Rescue these things, Father. We thank you for giving us hope and courage to build ourselves, oh God. We thank you, Father, this morning. You are our comforter. You are our healer and our strong tower, our Savior and our peace. And we are humble before you on this morning, Father, knowing that your word is true and you are our rock. We love you on this morning. You are our protector and you are our the keeper of our soul, oh God. We thank you for keeping us, Father. We thank you for saving us and loving us, God. We thank you for directing us even right now, God. We thank you just for giving us a peace of mind even right now, God. It is your peace that surpasses all understanding. It is your peace that's the source of our strength, oh God. Even when we go through trouble, it is your peace that rests upon us, God, knowing that you will bring us out, that you will bring us through. And we love you for it, God. We love you for your rich word, oh God, that you've given us, oh God, that you've given to strengthen us, that you've given us to show us, Father, that you've given us, oh God, to strengthen us and show us your power, oh God, that you've given to us that we can abide upon, oh God. And we abide upon your word on this morning, oh God. We abide upon your strength, God. We know that the earth is yours, God, and the fullness thereof. We thank you for wisdom on this morning. As we glorify you this morning, as we praise you this morning, oh God, we ask that you continue to strengthen us. As we go through this fast, even now, Father, draw us near unto you, oh God. Draw us near unto you, O God. Let us hear your still voice, O God. Let us hear your ways and your plan for our life, O God. As you have overcome the world, God, let us hear your ways and your plan for our life, your purpose for our life. Speak to us, O God. Speak to our spirit. Speak to our soul. Speak to our mind, O God. Speak to the physical illness, the mental illness, and the emotional illness, God. Speak to us, O God, as we draw near unto you, O God. Even if we fall in the fast, give us strength to get up, O God. Give us strength to get up as you speak to us, O God. Let us know you are with us even as we fall, God. You're with us. Let us know as we, the ones that are strengthened in the fast, continue to speak to us as we can speak into the lives of others, O God. Let your love guard our hearts. Let your love cover us, O God. As we want need a word from you, O God, as we need direction from you, O God, as we need a vision from you, oh God, continue to speak to us. Father, we need you, Father. We need you. Thank you for your loyalty and your patience unto us. We thank you for your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for your grace unto us, your mercy unto us. We thank you for your comfort unto us. We thank you for restoring us and renewing us, oh God. We thank you for restoration even on this morning, oh God. As you speak to our minds and our hearts through this fast, oh God, give us a word, God, that'll penetrate our heart. Give us a word that'll penetrate our life, oh God. We thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We lift you up in spirit and in truth, God. We thank you and we thank you and we thank you, God, for all that you're doing in our life, for all that you've done and all that you brought us through your peace. Your peace brought us out. Your peace gave us understanding. It was your peace that rests upon us, even in the times of our own troubles, God, even in the things that we put ourselves in, God, that we know that only you can bring us out. It was your peace that allowed us to go through our trials and our trouble. It was our peace. It was your peace, oh God, that surpassed all understanding, that helped us through, oh God. And we thank you for your peace. We thank you for giving us peace. We thank you for your direction. Even in this word, your direction that you've given us, I have told you these things. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us. We thank you for keeping our children, God. We know that trouble will come and trouble will go, but through it all, we've learned to trust in you, Jesus. We thank you for your word that builds our trust. We thank you for your word that empowers our trust. And as we move forward in our fast, oh God, we pray for the world, oh God. We pray for the diverse situations that's taking place in this world, oh God, that you cover it, oh God, that you bring them out, God. Bring the world out victorious. Bring them out. Save souls this year. Turn hearts this year. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, even on this morning, as you continue to keep us, as you continue to keep our family, as you continue to keep our mind, as you continue to keep our spirit, oh God. We pray this morning as we move forth in our fast that you continue to give us vision, oh God. Bring us closer to you again, oh God. Let us get a word from you again, oh God. Renew all the words that you've spoken over our lives, oh God. We love you and we trust you. We praise you. We lift you up this morning. We honor you, oh God. There is none like you, Father. You are our help and our source, oh God. All power is in your hand, oh God. The world, the earth, and heaven is in your hand, oh God. And we trust you on this morning. We love you. We embrace you. We embrace prayer even on this morning, God. We embrace your word even on this morning. We love your spoken word, the rich word that you've spoken into our lives, oh God, the rich words that you allowed us to read, prayer, worship, and praise. We love you and we trust you, God. And draw us near unto you as we go forth in this fast. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. Amen. I would like to turn it over to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Mildred, where you were praying about strength. Woo! We need his strength. We need his strength. We don't know what one another are going through. We don't know what you've been through. But the song says, you are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. You are my strength, strength like no other. Strength like no other reaches to me. He is our strength. He is our lifeline. When we connect into him, we get what we need. Someone came to the line broken. Somebody came to the line needing encouragement. Somebody came to the line needing deliverance. Somebody came to the line looking for a relationship. But God is your strength. God is your source. As we plug into him, as we listen, he is our strength, a strength like no other. Where you thought you were going to throw in the towel, where you thought you couldn't hold on no longer, where you thought you were at the end of your rope, it is God that is our strength. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the strength that you have given us daily, replenishing us. Your mercies, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Hey, we're not going to belabor the time. We're going to go ahead to our next prayer lead. Pastor T, if you're ready, it's in your hands.
Yes, yes. God bless you all. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's good about that strength. God gives us the strength each day to do what we do, to accomplish the things that we accomplish. And it's always appropriate to give him the praise and the honor. And just thank him for all that he does. Thank him for giving us creative ideas and witty inventions. We just thank him. We thank him for all the brothers and sisters on this prayer line. We thank him for the unity. We thank you for giving the people the strength to go out and pray, all the prayer warriors, all the prayer hosts for doing a great job for hosting the line. So this prayer session, a prayer commitment, being committed to God through prayer, is wonderful. It's wonderful. It's a blessing. It strengthens me each and every day. Strengthens me each and every day. I'm going to read something out of Psalms 30. But before I read it, I'm going to ask God to continue to pray for, help us pray for all those who are sick and shut in, all our people of God that are on the prayer list, that are, I always like to say, under the weather, just for a season or two. And we know that God would heal them, and we know that God would raise them up, because we draw strength in our past experiences, and we know that God has done it before. He has done it before in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praying for John, praying for Sheila, praying for my family in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank the Lord for prayers of the righteous, because people are getting healed and people are getting delivered and people are getting set free because the prayer line is anointed. There is anointing, a special grace on this prayer line. Sister Alicia, we're praying for you. Sister Rachel, we're praying for those who have lost loved ones through the last couple of seasons. I'm praying for Mike Alexander and Karima Ward and Minister Andre Jeffries, Cynthia Horton. Continue to keep them all in prayers, our brothers and sisters, covered in the precious blood of the Lamb, and his Sister Mercedes, Brother Bernard. I saw Brother Bernard, he's doing good, and Sister Carson. We thank you for them, and continue strength to be upon them, Sage Fisher. Continue. We ask God to give them the desires of their heart, whatever their heart's desire is. We pray for them and their families and their loved ones. And when we pray, we believe that God can do all things, everything he can do, but fail. My God, in the name of Jesus, I was sharing with a coworker that I get up at 8:00 in the morning and I talk to the Lord. And they was like, wow, what you be talking about? Just praying, talking about his goodness, talking about his mercy, talking about his creation. even in the snow, oh, God is good. Even in the storm, God is still good, and he's faithful. And we're just being grateful this morning that we have an opportunity to talk to the true and living God. We continue to pray for all our seniors. You know, they're always on my heart every day. We continue to lift them up. Sister Damons, Sister Williams, Marion Payne, Sister Izzy, Sister Peterson. I got to touch them, God to strengthen them, God to put the special grace upon them. Sister Shirley Lamar, Sister Hattie Wynn, Mother Sumlin, Mother Goodman, Mother Clark, Mother Burgess, and Mother Buchanan. Special prayers also go out to them and keep them encouraged and keep them strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. These mothers, some of these mothers that I've called or I kind of talk with a little bit more than others, but I still love them all. And they have been a very much encouragement. They know who they are, very much encouragement to me and my family. So I love them so much. They just don't know sometimes. I may call their name out, but it's just, I wish I could have time to tell you about a couple of them. I will one day. But they mean so much to me and my ministry and my family, because they always encouraged me. They always had a word for me. They always pat me on the back when they see me. Keep going, son. Keep going. And I just want to say I love that. I want to say I love that. I appreciate each and every one of them, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mother Goodman, appreciate you. Appreciate you, Mother. God, to touch you. Touch you in a special way, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, I caught up just thinking about some things. But in Psalm 32, let me ask this. We also pray, I got a note came in. We're praying for Sister Gail, the anniversary of the son of her son's death. My God, we pray right now, Sister, covering upon Sister Gail right now in the name of Jesus. We ask for the angels to be upon her, to cap about her, to put their loving arms around her as she grieves on the loss of her son right now in the name of Jesus. We ask God to touch her in a special way, to let her know that she's always been loved by you, of course, first, and by the church family, by this ministry. We're all lifting you up in prayer right now. We know that this is a tough time. We ask for comfort to be upon you. Comfort to be upon you. Spirit of comfort and peace will be upon you. In the name of Jesus, we pray that prayer right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, sister, we love you, Sister Gail. It is sometime when someone passes, and we're there for the funeral, and we're there for the services, and later on down the road, even a year later, they still are going through different things and grief, and it's hard. I know it's hard. But we just still want to lift them up in prayer. We want to let them know that we love you and stand with you in the mighty name of Jesus. I got to get on before I get stuck here. Yes, we want to let you know we love you. Psalm 32 is actually about a psalm of forgiveness, but he says something here. When he talks about guiding you and being with you. And that's my prayer today, that God is going to guide you and God is going to always be with you. He will never leave you nor will he forsake you. He says, oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what a joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. When I refuse to confess my sin, my body wasted away, and I groan all day long. Day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in a summer heat. Finally, I confess all my sins to you and stop trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Therefore, let all the godly pray to you while there is still time, that they may not drown in the flood waters of judgment. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. The Lord says, this is what I want right here, 8. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Thank you, Lord, that you would give us the guidance. We know that you're the light. We know that you will give us clear direction on what path to take. I know at the beginning of the year we're fasting, believing God for different things. You know, some people have their resolutions and stuff they're not going to do no more this year. Well, take it slow. Take it day by day. And take it to the Lord in prayer, because you need strength and you need help. I know I do. I need the Lord every day. Been reading my Bible every day, and I still need more of Jesus. I still need more of Jesus. And I believe that he's going to pour more into me. He's going to pour more into me, and I believe and I trust him. And I thank God that he's doing the guiding. He's leading us through, my God, tough terrain. Oh, but we're just going to hold on to the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you today, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you and pray and to give thanks for all that you've done and all that you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. I just want to just be grateful today for what you have already done, for all the prayers that you have already answered, for all my brothers and sisters who are connected to this prayer line. I want you to strengthen them, please, Lord. Strengthen them today in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them today in the name of some are going through some tough times. Some are going through some grief. Some are going through loss of loved ones. Some are going through separation. Some are going through divorce. But, Lord, we all come to you in a spirit of unity. What our brother and our sister are going through, we're going through with them. And we want to hold their hand. We want to keep them protected. We want to keep them from hurt, harm, or danger in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for pulling us through tough terrain. We thank you for guiding us along the best pathway. We thank you for being a light, a shield. My God, for being our strength in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask for a special prayer upon all those individuals' names we call, that God, that you would be with them and guide them and give them special comfort. We ask for the spirit of comfort and peace today in the name of Jesus. All our children be safe in the name of Jesus. Hedge your protection around all the little ones. Keep them covered in Jesus' mighty name. Keep them covered in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. All the school kids, my God, no incidents going to happen in school in the name of Jesus. No incidents, no guns, no knives, no weapons being brought into the school in the name of Jesus. Those that are in New Orleans when the terrorists attack, my God, and no more attacks in the name of Jesus. No more driving through places and just running people. None of that. We bind up that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, for all our leaders, all our spiritual leaders. Pastor Lenore, we thank you. And Bishop Eric Clark, we thank you. We thank you for our daily bread that we receive on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, we want to say we love you. We love you so, so much. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to turn it over to our host. You're doing a great job. We're very proud of you. Very proud of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor T, for that passionate prayer. We know that you have a heart for the people. We thank you. We thank you this morning for even we know that sometimes you are suffering and dealing with your health issues, and we definitely want to keep you up in prayer as well. We thank the people that have joined. Listen, we're almost done. We're at our, we got 15 minutes left. I want to thank everybody for joining. For the ones that have to go, we want to thank you once again for joining. I pray that you got something from it. I pray something that was said, that was prayed, touched your heart. And it says, our giving expands the kingdom of God. I think sometimes we think of our gifts as not being big enough. But I believe that every seed that you put into the ground, it will produce a harvest. And you have to believe that way as well. We do have a gift for 2025. That's $225. Or $2,025. And as you give, I believe the Lord will bless you. And as everybody has said, in some type of way, we are on a fast, a 2-week fast from the 6th to the 19th. And we have a reading assignment as well. So there are different things that we can do during this fast. But I also believe that the seed that you put in the ground while you're on your fast will be your catalyst for this year. So if you have the desire to give, if that is what you want to do, you always can go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. You can go to the website. That's EKC Ministries. You can sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, 2025, God brought you into a new year. You have some testimonies that you want to get out. It's a 1-minute or less testimony. You can do it either video or audio. But go ahead, let's start uploading our GPSs. Even while you're doing your fast, maybe the Lord will remind you, bring back to your remembrance what he has done for you. And this is going to be a testimony so someone else can come to the Lord. I believe that. Hey, you want some prayer, you have a prayer request, you can also upload your prayer request. And maybe you want to hear a certain topic in prayer. You can also leave that there as well. All right? Y'all know what I'm about to do. Everybody knows. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. Man, the prayer line is a ministry daily bread of ministry. We're discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location, that you no longer have to just wait until Sunday. You're right there on your job, at the store, wherever, and you can minister. You can tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. And then we are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Your strength is renewed. You are strong, and you know who God is. So serve him. Do what he's calling you to do in this season. I love the declaration. That's my thing. I know everybody has a thing, but that's my thing. And I have to always get it in when I'm hosting. All right, people of God, like I said, I'm your last prayer lead. And my assignment was Psalms 28 and 7. Look at this. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise him. It went right into the Lord is my strength. Strength like no other. I believe that the Lord just moves on this line sometimes. I know it might just be me. Maybe I'm overly spiritual, but I just thank God for the strength that he gives us. I know that some are dealing with so many different things. We are praying for Sister Gail. We do have a prayer list. There are names. We know we have people in the nursing homes and in the rehab. We know Sister Mercedes is still on the list, Sister Sheila, and we don't know every situation. I can't call out your name. Maybe you didn't put your name on the list, or maybe you just don't want anyone to know. But God knows. And I believe that he sent this word for you today, that he is your strength. He is your strength. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, for another day. Another day you've blessed us. Another day you've kept us. Another day you allowed us to join together in a corporate praise, in a corporate prayer. We come before you, God. Lord, lifting up our hands to you, O God. Lord, the word says, looking to the hill from which cometh my help, knowing that my help comes from you. Lord, I pray that you encourage your people on today. Lord, strengthen us where we are weak. Lord, strengthen us where we are weak. Lord, someone is struggling, not believing that they can hold on, not believing that they can go another day, not believing that anybody sees what they're going through. But, Lord, you see them, and you are right beside them, oh God. Lord, you brought them right here to the line to encourage them, to let them know that you love them. Lord, to let them know that your arms are covering them, wrapped around them, oh God. Lord, your word even says that you are near to the brokenhearted, oh God. Lord, that you hear them when they call upon you, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that they are encouraged to call on you. Lord, when they don't have nothing else to say, knowing that they can call on the name Jesus. Lord, that they can call your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need your strength. I need you to reign. I need you to deliver. I need you to set free. I need your oil poured on my head. Lord, I thank you. Lord, we stand here thanking you, praising you, oh God, for every situation that you have brought us out of. Lord, we thank you for the men and women of God that you have placed in our lives, oh God. Yes, the pastors. Yes, the ministers. Yes, the bishops. Yes, but just the people that you have placed in our lives that have spoken word into our lives. Lord, that have prayed for us when we weren't praying for ourselves. Lord, that was calling into the deep when we weren't thinking about you, Lord. But Lord, you had a different plan for us. And Lord, you continue to draw our hearts nearer to you, O God. And Lord, we stand here looking back. We're not where we want to be, but we're not what we used to be either. And we thank you. We thank you for the deliverance that came on our lives. Lord, that's why we can tell somebody that you can deliver. You can deliver from alcoholism. You can deliver from drug addiction. You can deliver us from cigarette smoking. You can deliver us from foul speaking. Lord, we can tell somebody about how you have delivered because you have delivered us. We can tell somebody how you are a healer because you have healed us. Lord, we can tell somebody how you are a way maker because you have made ways for us. Lord, we can tell somebody how you have defended, like you have put a table in the presence of our enemies. We can tell somebody about it because you have done it for us. Lord, the word of the year, training for reigning. Lord, we have went through so much. Some people can tell, have a list of things of what they've went through in their lives. But Lord, we can now understand that it was just training to bring them to the position of reigning. Lord, that word again, that something takes a long time and can happen suddenly. That it can take 20 years, but in one day, you can become the prince of Egypt. My God, how you can turn a situation around suddenly. Lord, I thank you that we're starting to understand that you're not limited to our box. You're not limited to our thinking. That the word says that you will do exceeding abundantly above all we could even ask or think. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that in this year that you blow the minds of your people, oh God. Lord, that you give them something that they couldn't even think of. That you will do the exceeding thing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the fast. Thank you that we're coming together. Thank you, oh God, that we're touching and agreeing. Thank you, oh God, Lord, that your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for being in the midst of your people today, oh God. Lord, as we bring the sacrifice of praise, Lord, I thank you that you are taking up our praises to you, oh God. Lord, that you know each and every one of our names, oh God. Lord, you see our children as we call out, Lord Jesus, as we cry out for our children, wanting their salvation, Lord Jesus, wanting that you deliver them, oh God. Lord, do the thing that we can't do, oh God. Do the thing that's beyond our reach, oh God. Lord, allow our faith to be extended, oh God. Lord, that it's more than a car, more than a house, more than finances, oh God. But Lord, allow our faith to do something. Lord, let us reach for the impossible thing. Lord, not what we can do in our natural realm, oh God. But Lord, let us begin to pray for the changing of the heart. Because we know that you are the only one that sees the inner man. Oh, we see the outside. We'll lift them up. We'll speak good words. But Lord, you know the heart of man. We see the outside, but you know the inside of us, oh God. Lord, some of us have to stand before you asking for forgiveness. Cleanse our heart even now, God. Cleanse our mind even now, God. Give us strength like never before. Give us strength like never before. Somebody will say, I don't know how she's doing it. I don't know how he's making it. And we'll be able to tell the testimony if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Where would I be? Where would I be? That is our prayer this morning. As we lift your name, as we glorify you, as we praise you, as we have a song of praise unto you, we lift you up. Lord, we cover every prayer that has went forth this morning under your blood. We count it done. We're looking for the manifestation of your word in our lives. And we count it done in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, people of God, we're about to get up out of here. I never want to end our prayer service without some type of corporate praise. I know y'all have been praising them while y'all been on mute, but I want to praise the Lord with you corporately. And I know some are at work, and listen, you do what you need to do, but I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line. We're going to praise them together just for a moment, and then we're going to go ahead and get dismissed, all right? Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we love you. We thank you. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. There's none like you in all of the earth. In all of the earth, there's none like you. You have given us our strength, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for renewing us, O God. Thank you. Thank you, your mercies. Thank you, Lord. Like I say, I never want to leave this service without praising the Lord with you. I know, I understand, we're at work, we're doing different things, but I feel like corporately, we have to lift him up together. So I don't want to offend anybody. I don't even want it to seem like, oh, okay, well, she does that every time. I just don't ever want to leave his presence without raising up a corporate praise. And I just believe that God is right here listening. He's right here. Because if I believe his word, I believe his word. His word says where two or three are gathered in his name. And that's what we did this morning. We gathered in the name. And so I believe that he's right here. Hey, people of God, we have one more minute. We have daily bread. I say it all the time. If you can't get it live, you always can go back and get it. Listen, if you miss a message, you can always go back and get it. I'm thankful for it because you can, even if you've actually heard the message, you can go back and listen again. But I will say this. I love you. I pray that your day is blessed. I pray that your week is blessed. I pray that you stay strong through the fast. And if you're not fasting with us, come on and join us. We're fasting until 4 o'clock, and then when we do eat, it's no meats, no sweets. And this is from the 6th to the 19th, okay? I'm going to let y'all say goodbye to one another, and then we're